Sitting in his downtown Manchester chambers at the Hillsborough County Superior Court, Judge Ken Brown describes a typical day.
Yesterday I did dispositional, so we had preliminary hearings on about 20 cases, and I'd say 15 of them were drug-related.
When he presided in Stratford County, where he sat for several years, Brown would have sent some of these cases to drug court. He says he'd like to have that option in Manchester.
Once you realize that a substantial amount of our crime is driven by mental health or addiction or both, you quickly come to the conclusion that you got to address those issues, not just put someone in jail because they've committed a crime, but to address the underlying reason why they committed the crime.
I had a really, really rough childhood, and, you know, I needed some sort of escape.
This is Chris. His methods of escape included painkillers, heroin, and cocaine. He spent time behind bars off and on for several years. Chris completed drug court in Stratford County 3 years ago. Chris didn't want to use his full name because he didn't want it to hurt his business. Today, he's a consultant, owns a house, and has custody of his son. Chris credits the drug court for getting his life on track.
Every time I was at a stumbling block, they had a resource available for me, whether it was in the form of a counselor or whether it was in the form of a probation officer. Every single step of the way, somebody was there for me.
Success like Chris's isn't common. Nor is it common for prisoners with substance abuse problems to end up in drug court.
Drug courts are handling, you know, certainly less than 10%, maybe only about 5%.
University of Maryland criminologist Peter Reuter has studied drug courts nationwide and crunched the numbers. He says in 2010, U.S. drug courts only served about 50,000 people, only a fraction of the number incarcerated for drug-related crimes.
Well, the annual inflow is in the order of a million. It's hardly going to be detectable.
That's why backers of drug courts in New Hampshire think they could do more good if they had room to grow. George McGlaris is a county commissioner in Stratford who led the efforts to get New Hampshire's first drug court off the ground. For him, drug courts are a straightforward equation. Fewer addicts means less crime.
Many of them commit up to 100 crimes before they're caught, mostly property crimes. So if you can just get one person to be successful, it has a huge impact on society.
Impact on taxpayers is hard to calculate. The cost of providing would-be prisoners drug court programming is about one-fourth what it costs to keep them in jail. But even if New Hampshire's current drug courts were operating at full capacity, they'd only serve about 170 people. That's just 6% of the prison population. Bigger savings would come if drug courts could actually reduce the number of people going to jail to the point where jails or prisons themselves could shrink. Right now, drug courts are only slowing population growth. But the state's top Superior Court Judge Tina Netto holds out hope.
Texas is one example where they started using these evidence-based programs, and they actually shut down wings of their prison. So I feel that if Texas can do it, we can do it too.
But for New Hampshire to do it, it will take commitment and money. Right now, the cost of New Hampshire's drug courts is being paid for by a mix of federal grants, county budgets, and fundraising nonprofits. Long term, Judge Netto would like to see the program grow and for the state to pitch in. The immediate fate of Hillsborough County's potential drug courts will hinge on the award of federal grants. The county has requested a total of $700,000 for 3 years. They expect to find out if the money's coming this summer. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.